Saute the onions, grill some chicken. The taste bud's ours, our finger licking. Tune them in now, give a listen. 'Cause the taste buds really know what they are dishing. Sunday mornings from 10 to noon, the taste buds' hours are in your room. Tune them in now, give a listen. 'Cause the taste buds really know what they are dishing.
Good morning. Welcome to Food for Thought with the Taste Buds. I'm Carol.
And I'm Michelle.
Oh, I don't think you were on.
I am on.
There you are. Now you are.
Oh, okay.
So let's do that again. Welcome to Food for Thought with the Taste Buds. I'm Carol.
And I'm Michelle.
There we go. All right. Listeners, we have a packed show. I say that every
packed,
week.
Packed, packed.
As usual. It's going to be an awesome show. We will be chatting with, of course, Donna shortly. Then we will hear from our very own chef, Chef Patrick of Lakes Region Community College. And then we're going to do our dining adventure. And then we will be joined with Rick LeMay of LeMay's Beef over in Goffstown. And the Trestle's doing a fundraiser for them next week. And I have one of the spokespeople for the fundraiser calling in. So it's a packed show. And of course, Michelle has all her trivia and all that. So, and Dad is in the house. Hi, Dad.
Hello. Hello. How are you? Beautiful.
Hit the mic, George.
Beautiful, warm Sunday morning. I'm here.
Yes.
Yeah, 50-something degrees.
54. Crazy. I can't believe it. Well, it's going to be 54, I guess.
I'm the weather girl, so I know that. Yeah.
Cool. So how was your week this week, Michelle?
Well, you know, before we do that, I just want to give out the phone number, 866-823-1077, because I'd love our listeners out there to call in today between 10 and 12 and wish my taste bud a very happy birthday, which is going to be on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I won't tell you how old she's going to be, but her birthday is this Tuesday. I would sing to you, Carol, but
no.
My voice is pretty scratchy this morning. Anyway, happy almost birthday, darling.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you,
welcome. 866-823-1077.
And don't forget, you can find us on the web at foodforthoughtnh.com. You can also stream the radio show worldwide on WTPL1077.com. And you can like us on Facebook, Food for Thought with Carol and Michelle. There we go. So how was your week?
Well, I'm going to start with last night. Last night was
I did see some pictures of last night.
Yes, we actually had, I went out with all my poker friends. We rented a limo. There were 9 of us. And we drove into Boston last night.
You mean Dennis rented a limo.
We all paid for the limo. We did. We all paid for the limo. We all pitched in. And we had dinner at the Capitol Grill, my very first time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very good experience.
It's
amazing. Your sister was freaking out, but that's all right.
Why was she freaking out?
Because of the cost. I mean, I'm like, Kathy, it's
Boston.
Relax. It's a 5-star restaurant. It's going to be expensive. Enjoy it. How often do we get to do that, right?
What did she eat?
Monique split a steak, a filet, a little tiny thing. And then French fries.
I'll get on her.
Yeah, we got
maybe
some really truffle fries. They were delicious.
Ooh.
They were so good. I didn't let her eat them
all. How can you resist that? Oh, it's okay, Kath.
But my dinner was a filet sliced with sautéed mushrooms and onions and fig essence. Essence of fig. It
Ooh.
Was just a little touch of sweetness. It was pretty interesting. Yeah, it was really good.
Oh, I can't wait to ask Chef Patrick what that is.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Fig essence. Fig essence was the last two words.
I love fig.
Me too. That's why I got it.
Just since I met Daryl, when we first had our first charcuterie board at La Belle Winery, I mean, totally hooked, and they had figs on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the heck are those? And he's like, they're figs. Try them. And I'm freaking hooked now.
Yep.
They're so
tasty.
Good. Yeah.
Very good.
So fun. So, like you went down, went right to Capitol Grill, or did
no,
you?
No, we got there about an hour and a half to 2 hours before, and we went to the Bostonian, and we saw the bartender Rick that you know. His daughter is now 15 years old.
Oh my gosh!
I know.
I remember when she was like three.
Little. He was there, and we had drinks and appetizers there, and fun. We just had a good time and drove around Boston. It was a beautiful.
It was a nice night.
Yeah. I had the window down because, you know me and limos. I had a great seat, though, right by the window. I was fine. Facing forward, yes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'm not a good limo person either.
But it was good. Limo driver was great.
Sounds good.
Don't forget, listeners, we have Dad in the house. I know everybody loves to talk to Dad. So 866-823-1077. I also want to just, put a little shout out to my husband because he's sitting right here and
Daryl's in the house.
Yeah. He won't say a word. No. But, he's kind of freaking. Look at him. Look how far away he is from me.
Oh, I know. He's laughing at us. He thinks we're hysterical.
Look, he's dying just because we're talking about him. I mean, come on.
He's cute, though.
He's pulling a Kathy.
Oh, wicked, right? Unbelievable.
Oh my God, he's turning red. Hey, I love it.
These mics swing around easy.
Say hi, Daryl.
Look at his face. That's hilarious. So, Dad, how was your week? What did you do anything?
Last night we decided to just stay local. Next week I'm going to hit that Durham.
Hop and grind.
And last week we went to that Cabernet.
Cabernet.
For cocktails. Very New York style.
Really?
It was very nice. Very, very, very nice.
Now, did you go upstairs?
We went. You know what's nice? There's not too many people there. And you go in and she says, first we'll give you a tour. Three flights. Really way out. I mean, the first floor, I thought I was in space someplace. I know. It was very nice. It's a lot of thought went in it. It's modern with a lot of art. You're welcome to have your cocktail and walk around the building and just look at the art here and there. It's hanging everywhere. Very, very, very nice. So we just had cocktails and we just ended up at the Chop House.
Oh, Brian and Lori went.
Yeah.
Did you see them?
Yeah, they came in a little after us. That to me is the place. I had a great, great meal. Unbelievable.
Nice.
We did the prime rib. I mean, it really cut like butter. And you know what it's like to cook a prime rib to be like butter. It's difficult. And they do it. They hit it. And the last time we went, like I said, we had a Kansas City 16-ounce steak. Unbelievable.
When Amanda and her husband, Mike, go, Amanda, and if you all know Amanda, she's this like
tiny thing.
Teeny little stinking thing. She had two babies and she's smaller than before she had a baby.
Yeah, right.
I agree.
Amazing.
I mean that all in good. I'm not saying. She eats a whole one.
And her favorite.
Oh, no, no. She has the cowboy steak.
No, it was, but it's a bone in tenderloin.
Oh,
they're the only ones that have it. Wow. A bone in tenderloin. And it's very pricey, but she says she revels.
Although she eats the whole thing.
She likes all food.
She does. Yeah.
She's a foodie.
Too. Yeah.
If you're listening, you are a foodie.
Yeah.
No, it's pretty nice. And you were busy too with your weekend?
I don't know if listeners know, but I'm an avid sewer. When I tell some people that, they look at me like, what?
Yeah.
Nashua Sewnback had a 2-day class. I sewed all day Thursday at my friend Fran's has Paradise Quilting right here in Concord. And Michelle and I go there quite frequently. And we do like the open sews and she does long arm lessons. So I had a quilt that I need to long arm. So I did that all afternoon. Thursday. And I mean,
and then we had our block of the month.
I didn't realize how big my quilt was.
Oh my God, that thing is big.
I thought it was going to take me 2 or 3 hours. It took me like 4 or 5 hours. Oh my goodness. And then right after that fall block of the month, then I went home, went to bed, and woke up the next morning, Friday and Saturday, 9 to 4 in Nashua. It was Anita Good Design University, and we did all kinds of projects with the embroidery machine, and it was fun. Really
fun. Sounds like fun.
It's like my thing.
I know. You sound excited when you're talking to you. I gotta go. I gotta go. Yeah, I'm
she
sewing.
Was sending me pictures. And stuff.
I'm sewing today.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
Well, and I didn't tell Daryl this yet. We are going to see his parents on December 16th, 16th to 19th, or something like that. And Anita Good Design University is in Charlotte, North Carolina, where we're going. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have to go visit.
Okay, Daryl, there you go.
He doesn't care. He'll take her. No problem.
I didn't plan anything, babe. Don't worry. I'm just, you know, just wanted to get a rise out of you. That's all. Okay, I think we're going to, you are listening to Food for Thought, Carol and Michelle. We are at our beautiful studio at the Old Walker School, Binney Media Center. And just a little shout out to Andrew, our wonderful producer. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
There we go. And we're going to go on a short break. And when we come back, we will be hearing from none other than Donna. Donna's Delight. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Food for Thought with the Taste Buds, Carol and Michelle, live in the studio. Has Donna called in yet, actually? Ooh, okay. All right. So we have a couple minutes here. 10:22. She has 3 minutes. Oh, there she is. So, oh, and you know what we're going to do after we talk to Donna? Well, we're going to Chef Patrick is here in the house and he has food.
Oh my God.
So get ready. I'll give you the number again, 866-823-1077. And, the trivia that Michelle had done last week, we will give you the answer. Well, no, I guess. We're going to give the answer to that, and then we'll do another trivia as well. Yeah. So just be on guard for that. And I hear that Donna is on the line. So welcome, Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Someone's in the kitchen with Donna. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Donna. Strumming on the old banjo. Y'all want to know who's in my kitchen?
Who?
Some little brown gingerbread man. I've been baking for about 25 years. How y'all doing this morning?
We're good. We have Chef Patrick in the house. We have Dad in the house. And we even have Daryl in the house.
Yeah.
My boy.
Yeah, but he won't get on. He won't get on.
You got a lot of men in the room. Okay. How's everybody doing this morning?
We're good.
Were they petrified to talk to Donna this morning? I don't get no, hey, Donna, what's up? How you doing? Nobody said that.
We're doing fine, but I'm thinking you must do a lot of thinking before you start. That was fantastic.
I'm not going to do nothing.
How are you doing, Donna?
That song. Don't be scared.
That song.
Don't ever be scared.
The song was great.
How are you? Is this Patrick?
Yes, no. It is.
Oh, no. Patrick.
That was my dad, and now Patrick's right here.
Thank you very much. I tried to use my good voice, not my bad voice.
It was pretty good.
It was. Somebody is cooking in the kitchen with Donna. Y'all cooking with Donna this morning? All right,
we are.
All right. So everybody's good. Everybody getting ready for Thanksgiving?
Yes. Yeah. Are you doing Thanksgiving, Donna, or are you going somewhere?
Donna's not doing Thanksgiving. Donna's not doing Thanksgiving this year. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bet you're cooking. Isn't that kind of strange?
It is kind of strange, I think, but I'm not sure.
But you know what? Donna is going to cook up a little something.
There we go. Yeah. I was just going to say that.
Yeah, no, just a little something. Just a little bit for you. Just a little bit of
just
king.
Just a 30 pound.
So y'all ready for it?
We're ready.
We're ready. Go for
it. Don't be scared. It's not that bad. Y'all scared? Don't be scared. Andrew, you scared? You better put it on pause, Andrew, because you know how Donna do.
He has that button ready.
Here we go. Here we go. I got a lot to be thankful for, like life, health, friends, family, and having this Sunday morning to be able to be on the radio talking about what I love, what warms my mind, body, soul, food, and my favorite holiday, Thanksgiving. Yes. It's time to drop down and get your turkey on. So before you give your turkey the stuffing, I think you better put her in the mood by soaking her in a hot tub, a.k.a. brine. There will be a lot of banging, rich, tasty morsels spread across your table. But if you're not careful, they'll be spreading in other places on your body, and that's not hot. So, Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts can be a healthy option along with that macaroni and cheese and that ham, a.k.a. penne. Psych, just some ham. Spread will be a good alternative. Yes, Brussels sprouts are high in vitamin C and can help prevent disease, but will not prevent your drunken, freeloading uncle from showing up in that same outfit he wore in 1972. It also can fight infection, but will not stop the ongoing fight that your cray-cray siblings been having, still beefing over the fact that dad paid for breast implants and not braces. So here, I have a happy, healthy, honey, hell of a good recipe of the week to go along with your Thanksgiving. Go on and shout, it's Brussels sprouts. Here's what you'll need to make it rain cabbage on your Thanksgiving table. Instead of Juicy J, how about some juicy turkey? Pans to make you dance. Popcorn popping, and they ain't using pans. Banging at the, go on and do it at the Boom Boom Room, a.k.a. Kohl's, on Black Friday. Y'all going to make it rain, because Donna ain't. You'll need 1 pound of Brussels sprouts washed, chopped and cut in half, 1 cup of dried cranberries. You'll need a half a cup of toasted pecans. You'll need a half a cup of shallots chopped, or if you don't have shallots, you can use red onions. 1 cup of bacon chopped, 1/4 cup of olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon of lemon pepper seasoned, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 cup of balsamic reduction. That is only my balsamic reduction was 2 cups of balsamic vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup of sugar, and I boiled it and on the stove, and it smells fabulous in your house. It just makes your house smell so good. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to preheat your oven to 400 degrees. You're going to place your bacon, your olive oil in a frying pan, and you're going to cook over medium heat. And once your bacon is nice and crispy, like the man is sitting in my at my table, real crispy, you can go ahead and set that bacon aside. And you're going to reserve that oil. Now, place your Brussels sprouts, your cranberries, your shallots, and your bacon grease, and your salt, and your lemon pepper. Sprinkle your grease on a parchment paper. Sprinkle on your lemon pepper and your salt. And you're going to bake for about 20 minutes. You're going to take out your oven, and you're going to place it in a beautiful baking dish. You're going to toss in your pecans and that bacon, and you're going to toss it well, and then you're going to drizzle over your balsamic reduction, and you're going to serve it with love and happiness. King, how y'all like it?
Love it.
Sounds yummy. I can't wait.
Yep, sounds good.
I know. It's very, I think I needed another healthy alternative because I love my macaroni and cheese, and that will put about, what, 50 pounds on you if you eat macaroni.
Sure.
I put like 6 different pounds. I put 6 different cheeses in y'all. See y'all?
Ooh, yeah. That I bet you make a darn good mac and cheese.
I make a hell of a good. You know what I mean?
Yummy.
Something make you want to slap your mama's mama. You know, I'm going to wake up her and slap her. You don't know. I put my pig foot in it. No, Penny's foot? No, somebody's foot.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Leave Penny out of it.
Leave Penny. Leave pork chop. I mean, bacon, ham. You know, leave her out. Okay, I will. I'll leave her out. So definitely go ahead and use that healthy alternative, because I know y'all gonna get it in with pecan pie and everything. So use your healthy alternative.
There we go. Good.
You know, that
was awesome.
You need a balance in life.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs a little balance.
That's right.
Because you know y'all all had that cray cray come into y'all's house. Just use a little calmness.
There we go.
Take some Moet with you.
Yeah.
Moet, Prozac, Xanax, something. You're going to need a little something. Because y'all going to have it. All y'all have them cray-crays in that uncle. I know I do.
You're right. You're right. No.
I am the crazy one.
Okay. Y'all making it seem like, you know, that I'm the only one who got the dysfunctional family running around here.
Did you hear Chef Patrick?
Y'all don't. It's Sunday's the time to tell the truth. Set yourself free. No, I'm just playing. Anyway, go ahead and make this recipe. It is a fabulous recipe, especially with the cranberries. If you want to use fresh cranberries, go on. But I use dry cranberries. Enjoy your holiday knowing that life is for living and food is for giving. But I'm going to leave y'all with this. Black Friday should actually be called the Hunger Games. People killing each other, and the winner get a $20 cock pot. Ain't that something? Remember, y'all, this week, ladies and gentlemen, please don't forget to set back your scale 10 pounds. Bye, girls and boys.
Y'all
have a fabulous, fabulous Thanksgiving. Y'all go ahead and drop it like it's hot. You know, go on and get your turkey on. Don's going to go ahead to the boom boom room because she got, you know, a brand new man in here. I'll talk to y'all later. I got some gingerbread to get to and some cranberries and also some Brussels sprouts. Talk to y'all later. Have a great Thanksgiving. I'll talk to y'all later.
You
bye-bye.
Too, Donna.
Bye, Donna. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, man.
A lot of energy going on right there.
Woo!
That's intense listening.
I think I got to take a nap now.
Yep. Intense.
Oh my goodness, she's awesome. You know, Daryl actually made dinner last night, and it was something that I would never have made. He got some chili and sea bass, which of course you can't go wrong with that. He cooked it perfectly, and then he made it's like a salad. It kind of sat right on top of it, but it was chopped kale, cauliflower. What else?
Broccoli.
Red onion. Of course, he's not going to talk.
Yeah.
Yellow raisins, which I hate raisins, they were okay.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
I don't like raisins either.
For some reason, they go down good.
Yeah, and then he put some shaved Parmesan Reggiano.
Nice.
You know, right off the big block, you know?
Uh-huh.
It was so good. I tossed in a little bit of fig dressing. It was really good. It was fantastic. Delicious.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
We love the chili and sea bass. So, I think, you know what? Let's take a break right now. And then when we get back, we'll have the whole rest of the show to chat with Chef Patrick. Because we do still need to do a break. So, you're listening to Food for Thought. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with the Taste Buds, Carol and Michelle. You can stream us live on the World Wide Web. Pass the word. WTPL1077.com. Also, like us on Facebook, Food for Thought with Carol and Michelle. And we are back. I'll give the phone number again. Chef Patrick's in the house. Dad's in the house. 866-823-1077. And welcome, Chef Patrick. And
thank you.
Yeah. Let the listeners know what you just passed out. My husband over here, all I'm hearing is him moaning and moaning how delicious it is. Michelle down the other side is doing the same thing. Look, so, Dad's chomping away.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What
did you
just hand
well,
us?
Well, you know, so every year.
And Andrew, too. Yes, Andrew. Andrew's like, you should see Andrew.
I actually have a love-hate relationship with Thanksgiving. I love it because all my family comes out and you get to see everybody. But being in the industry, it was years and years and years before I got to enjoy it because I was constantly cooking. Mm-hmm. So I remember working for the Westin Hotel in Providence, and we were working for banquets. 65 turkeys are stacked, walk-ins, like huge, stacked to the ceiling. Of course, I'm trying to grab one down. The whole stack falls on me. I'm laying around in turkey juice. And that was like for the longest time, for like 20 years, I never got a Thanksgiving off until I owned my own restaurant up here. So I love, it's a love-hate relationship. Yeah. It's also one of the first meals I've ever cooked. My grandfather was a chef, and it was the first thing that he showed me how to cook was turkey with gravy and all that sort of stuff. So
it's really my favorite meal to cook.
A lot of people love it, you know?
Love it.
So, but like I said, but everybody asks me afterwards, like, hey, wait, what do you do with all the leftovers? You know, so I came up with a couple ideas. What I just passed to you guys were what's called turkey vol-au-vent, okay? And these little
vol-au-vent.
Vol-au-vent. I think it's V-O-L-A-U-V-E-N-T.
So it's French, obviously.
Yeah, French.
Vol-au-vent.
French.
Vol-au-vent.
Yeah. So turkey vol-au-vent, and you go right to the grocery store, and you can pick up those puff pastries, those like little patty shells, is what I gave you, and then you make you take this turkey. Usually, I'll use pearl onions and peas.
So this would be your leftover turkey.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Turkey.
Okay.
Cut it up in small chunks. Saute up some pearl onions and peas. Add a little bit of white wine to it. Add a little bit of turkey stock, or if you have like your turkey gravy left over. Add that to it. Finish it off with a little touch of cream. Of course, French always has heavy cream to it. I've been eating it for years and I'm fine. Okay. So You know, so it's good. Sometimes I'll put like gorgonzola in there. Sometimes I'll add some different things. But you know, it's just to each their own. But it's a good way to use the leftovers. And then the other stuff that I have here is I have a butternut squash soup. And this is very simple. Like if you had leftover butternut squash that you would ready
like
to go,
mashed and everything, like your leftover that you mashed with butter, yep. Salt, pepper,
chicken stock, apple never. Cider. And finish it with cream, and that's it, because it's already pureed.
Right? Wow.
It's very simple.
Very nice.
Very simple, very easy.
That is really cool.
Yeah, yeah. So
did you, like, just make this? Because it's still warm.
Yeah, I made it yesterday, but I heated it up today.
Oh, my gosh.
Before I got here, so. And then another thing, too, that I always do, and this is, I was going to bring this today, but I didn't have a chance to, but is you take the puff pastry. We do this at the restaurant. You'll take the puff pastry. You'll take your extra stuffing, mix it with some sausage, some cheddar cheese.
Ooh.
And then you take your turkey, and then you take that puff pastry, you put that filling inside the puff pastry, wrap it around with a little cranberry sauce, bake it off. Everything tastes better with puff pastry, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
That, that sounds very nice.
Yeah, so it's good.
Good idea.
Easy ways to use up some turkey, you know, like I said, for Thanksgiving coming up. It's an easy way to use up some of the stuff.
And, you know, for listeners just tuning in, you are listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Michelle. We have Chef Patrick in the house. He is the chef... the head chef.
The program coordinator.
I'm like, what is the lingo here?
I don't know why they call it that. It slipped off my
tongue.
Everybody needs a title.
Yeah, title.
Over at Lakes Region Community College, his kitchen campus is over at Shaker Village, and we had one of our GM meetings there one Thursday.
It was very
nice.
And
it was your opening day of serving to the public.
Yep.
And you invited us, and we were so excited. My staff, they still talk about it.
That's awesome.
They had
you guys
a great, great time. It was really fun.
I'm enjoying eating my way through the menu over at the Red Arrow Diner. So
yes.
I'm a little nervous. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. Everybody's like calling me out. They're like, hey. I'm like, I'm not eating them all at once, I swear.
So, listeners, if you go ahead and like the Red Arrow Diner Facebook page, you'll see Chef Patrick's dining adventures at the Red Arrow.
I love it. Opened in Concord. I can't get away from it. That's the only place I've been so far. I'm telling you.
And you know, I have to say, this butternut squash. I make butternut squash soup, but I do it for like the dinner. So I buy squash for, you know, the squash, and then I buy some to make my soup. But you know, that has such a great flavor.
It's so simple. You can't always bypass the ultimate leftover, the turkey sandwich with the cranberry mayo. I put cheddar on mine. I put the stuffing. I put the turkey.
Yum.
You got to think like a fat kid. I mean, that's how it works. And then you dip it right inside your butternut squash soup. Oh, it's good.
Yum.
Know, it's good times. So.
That's the best with the cranberry. Okay, so you do cranberry with mayo.
I mix cranberry and mayo. Make a cranberry mayo, and I usually like to use like a sourdough bread, you know, because then you got the stuffing in the sourdough bread, and it's kind of like a little bit more, you know, you get a little bit more hearty.
You know what would be so good is to even panini that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yum.
Absolutely. See, very now you're good. Thinking like a fat
right?
kid, right?
Well, I am the fat kid, too, so.
It's like, and same thing like with the butternut squash soup. Some people have like acorn squash, or you can make a pureed soup out of anything.
Right.
Take your potatoes. Say you have leftover potatoes. Take those potatoes, hit them with some hot chicken stock to put some garlic. Throw some bacon in there, put some chives in there, finish it off with a little heavy cream and cheddar cheese, and then you got baked potato soup.
I would have never thought of that.
Awesome. Got good ideas.
Yep. That is great
just ideas.
Ideas,
good talents.
Yeah.
This soup here is outstanding.
It tastes very good.
What brings it right out, I think, it's that cider.
That cider is
got the right amount, and we know it. Anybody who does some cooking, it's always the right amount. It's perfect.
Oh, good. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Very good.
And then you guys roast a whole turkey for Thanksgiving? You know what I do the last couple of years? There's this place called Raymond's in Methuen, Mass. And they make these small turkey pies. I didn't even bother with the turkey. I just got the turkey pies and popped them in there. It's just all it is turkey and gravy in the pies. And it was fantastic. And I just do the sides. And we do them right at Shaker Village.
You bring a whole family over there?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's awesome. Well, you know, I was talking with Kevin Cornish this week, and he does the same thing at Casey's Rib Shack.
Oh, yeah.
His whole family goes there. He goes early, throws the turkeys in the smoker.
Remember, we used to do that at Belmont.
That's awesome. Yeah, we did.
We used to do that. That's good at our restaurant.
Why not?
shebang we
yeah.
go.
Yeah, that's it's cool. easy. It's already set up as a restaurant.
Yeah, so exactly.
You know what's nice about it?
Why dirty your home?
You know what's nice about it? When it comes time to clean it up, you got a dish. You know, we used to keep the dishwasher. You come in for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody grabs their plates and starts washing. So that's even better. So.
No, that's a good way to
but
do
those,
it.
But those turkey pies were fantastic. If you ever have a chance to go down there and get those, oh, my God.
What was the name of the place?
It was called Raymond's.
Raymond's.
It's in Methuen.
Methuen,
Mass. Yeah.
Raymond's. Yeah. Okay.
So we used to take my father-in-law and myself and my wife used to drive down there every year and we get a bunch of turkey pies. That's what they're known for. They're turkey pies.
Okay, right.
And so we go get those turkey pies. They're loaded with gravy. They sell extra sides of gravy. We roast those off, do the sides. Done deal, you know? So
I like that idea.
Yeah, really simplified. That's my like way of getting around having to cook more turkey, you know?
Although, Daryl does do the smoking.
And you know the way I do it, I feel like I'm cheating a little bit, but I think it's great. I get the turkey with the bone in, but nothing else on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Cooks quicker, cooks faster, it's more tender.
Oh, yeah. You mean the breast?
The breast.
The breast,
And I carefully remove it and slice it and put it in its broth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
melts
what I use for
in
this.
Your mouth.
Oh, yeah. I agree because they sell just the
I don't
just
want
the
leg and the wing and the this and that.
Yeah,
and all
I don't
the bones
want that
at
either.
The end.
I like just the breast meat.
See, my mother makes soup with all that.
Well,
I love all the
lacks.
Leftovers.
Turkey
for sandwiches.
Tortellini.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what Nothing it better. Lacks. But we don't eat again, so we just do it once.
Yep. I don't blame you. You know, and it's one of those things. Is the best thing about cooking a turkey is to make the homemade gravy out of the pan dressing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
Definitely.
That is, you have to.
Yeah.
We did a function a while back with a bunch of students at a Thanksgiving dinner, and the students are taking all the pans away. I'm like, hey, where are you going? They're going to go wash it. I'm like,
that's gold.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, the neck and the gizzards and the heart.
Everything.
Throw that in there.
Roast it off. Make a big old stock.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I would like, because, you know, I have tried that many times to do the gravy from the drippings, and I mess it up every time.
Yep.
So I get the Knorr envelopes, and that's what I do, which I know is horrible. I will add some of the juice after to it, and I make a stuffing, and I add my stuffing to my gravy. So, I doctor it up.
Yeah,
it's
that
good.
Works out too.
But give me a, you know, how do I do it? How do I do it?
So I usually put my turkey in like one of those 2-inch hotel pans. And if you don't know what a 2-inch hotel pan,
that's what
it's
I
like
do
2 inches
too.
Deep. Yep. And it's, you know, so, or some sort of pan that you have. Once you roast it and all those drippings come off the bottom.
With the carrots and the onions and celery and everything.
I put that right on the stove, right on
so
the
So you
stove
take your turkey out and leave all that in there.
All that. And then we heat it up.
Okay.
I add a little wine to it, and I add a little bit of turkey stock or turkey base. Like, you can go buy, like, the turkey base.
Yep. Right. Yep.
Bring it to a simmer. It's just those drippings is what makes the turkey.
It just gives it more strength.
Yeah, more strength. And then I'll take what's called a whitewash. I'll take flour and water.
So you mix that up first in your bowl. Make sure there's no lumps in it.
That's it.
Right?
Yep. Make like a pancake batter consistency.
Yeah.
And then once you bring that to a simmer, you got that stock, and all those bits are transferred off of that. You thicken it up. And then you strain it, done deal.
Awesome.
You know?
Oh, I didn't
know.
I even add a little bit of half and half.
Oh, yeah.
I add a little bit of half and half to that.
Yeah.
When I make my gravy. Oh, my God. It's so good.
Yeah.
I don't know why I can never do that. Isn't that weird?
Just remember, if you have a lump when you make that whitewash.
Right. Yeah. And that's why
you're
going
to have a lump.
You always told me that. So
smooth.
When I do do make sure.
You know,
it's...
Pampered Chef has the best thing. It's actually for salad dressings, but it has a thing that you push up and down, and you can twist it, never get a lump. That's what I use.
And then going back to mixing up that whitewash, I always tell my students this all the time.
Whitewash. I never heard it.
They'll take a cup like that small,
referred to as whitewash.
And they'll take a fork and try to mix it. I'm like, go get a bowl and a whisk.
I said,
nice and smooth. I said, you know, you work it against yourself, you know? It's like, you know.
I can't do this.
I know.
And it's flour, not cornstarch.
Bread flour, I use. Bread flour, AP flour, all-purpose flour. Yeah.
Cornstarch is for sweets.
For sweets.
Oh.
Yep, absolutely. And I always say it like this, you know, I tell students this too. Like, if you're making like a chowder or something like cornstarch, it gives you a consistency of like a Chinese food, you know, like that opaque color like a Chinese food has. Where if you're using flour, like if you're making a chowder, I always use flour or gravy or something like that. I always use a flour.
Always flour.
Yep. But if you're making like, you know, like that, like if you did like a teriyaki stir fry or something, you know how it's kind of got that shiny sheen to it?
Yes.
You know, that's what cornstarch does.
That's
or
right.
tapioca
and
flour.
It's harder to reheat
in the
when you use the cornstarch. Yeah. So you got to be careful.
Yep.
In the grocery store, I buy it's in a blue container.
One drop.
One drop.
One drop.
Yes.
That's what I use. It's very
can add it right. You can add it right to the stock.
Yes, and that's what I use.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
That's, so you just
I do make what I don't add it to the stock. I make that. I add a little half and half, some of the juice, and I do mix that up.
Yeah.
But I use the Wondra. It's so much easier.
My mother used to use that too.
Well, how is that easier than just doing it with flour?
Because
it's the same thing.
It's finer than flour.
Yeah. There's no lumps whatsoever.
You never get a lump ever.
Now you're saying though, you can take that Wondra and just pour that.
What they call it's like a fancy name for in a culinary term is called sanjay. You just kind of take your flour and just kind of dust it.
I want to use the fancy word, so I would be
sanjay.
Yeah, it's French.
Just gotta remember, you gotta heat it a little bit, bring it up to temperature, not too much, but enough.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna do that this year. Now
I'll come over and show you how to do it. How's that sound?
I'm gonna call you.
Come to Shaker. Make it easy on yourself, you know.
I know, right? So, still with the pan with my carrots and celery and everything.
Yeah, because you don't. You're gonna, sift it after. You're gonna get rid of all that stuff.
Yep. Strain it off.
Okay, so but hold on now. Then I'm not gonna have my juice. My I call it juju for my soup.
Oh, you don't have to use it all.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay.
You can reboil your bones.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay.
It's fancy.
Because that's what I got to make the soup after for sure. So what else is new, Chef Patrick? We're happy to have you on.
That's it.
And so listeners know Chef Patrick will be on a rotating schedule every 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And so, I think it's awesome. You can give us a call, 866-823-1077. Dad's in the house. Chef Patrick's in the house. We are eating turkey.
Vol-au-vent. It's French. Vol-au-vent.
Vol-au-vent.
It's a fancy
name. What
does
that mean, Dad, in English? Vol-au-vent.
I really don't know.
Vula.
Vula. Velvety.
Velvety, yep.
That's what that means. Yep. Velvet. Very nice texture.
It's like the gravy, really.
It's what he's got there. It's a nice, nice texture.
It's beautiful. What is that? Velvet? That's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, right. No, it is.
But yeah, no, it's good. I like this. And like I said, I'll do mine with pearl onions and peas.
It's a picture of it.
Yeah,
pearl onions and peas would be really
nice. This I just had scallions last night when I made it. So, but yeah, you want the onion-y flavor. I put different. Sometimes I'll make it different.
Yeah, pretty much like what you have hanging around.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
sounds
it.
Like,
just the leftovers, perfect.
Now, pearl onions, do you get the ones in the produce that you peel?
I get the frozen ones.
I like that, too. Yeah.
Okay, so it gives the same.
No, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
They're fresher, really. They're froze, but I like it better than a can.
Yeah, you simmer.
Or in a jar.
Yeah, in a jar. I don't like the jar.
Yeah.
It's got all kinds of stuff in there to keep it.
Yeah,
so. I agree.
Now, you know when I made that lamb shank, what do we call that? One pot lamb shank?
Yeah, it's a lamb shank.
With tomato sauce and red sauce. Do you know, I didn't tell you, but we put like carrots and green beans and rice in there, and it's just all one thing.
I put kidney beans.
Well, no, lima beans.
Lima.
That's like my favorite part of the whole
dish.
Yeah,
me too.
Really, I love that. Well, when I went to go put that all together that day, I forgot my lima beans.
Oh, I did too.
All right. So where I live,
I did the same thing.
The closest is Sully's because I'm like, I'm not going all the way to Market Basket. So I went to Sully's. Do you know that Sully's did not have lima beans?
Wow.
Frozen lima beans.
Wow.
I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
So that day, I used canned lima beans. They had canned.
Drain it off. Good.
And it really was.
I
didn't want to say it to anybody because I didn't want to.
No. Yeah.
But they tasted okay.
They're
I was surprised.
Cooked.
You know, when I make chilies and stuff like that, sometimes I purposely use the canned beans because the juice that's in it helps thicken the chili a lot of times too.
So you don't drain that?
No, I just pour it right
You're
in there.
You're kidding.
Oh yeah, it comes out perfect.
I always drain it and rinse it.
Well,
with
I always
that
feel
stuff.
Like I'm being a little salty to it.
Yeah,
that's
the
only reason.
That's and I kind of back off a little bit on the salt because of I don't add any salt whatsoever. Because
no,
usually
if you're working
base,
that way, right?
You
know,
I believe we have a caller. Who is
yes,
on?
Yes, we have Denise from Warner.
Hi, Denise.
Hi. Good morning. Hey, you guys are right up my alley. the best way to do your turkey gravy, you don't have to worry about anything, is I cook it. I get one of them Reynolds cooking bags, turkey size.
Yeah.
I always buy a huge turkey. I always buy the biggest one I can. And then you just you take your bag, you shake like a tablespoon of flour in there. Mm. I guess it's for static. I don't know why. But anyways, and then I just wash and pat dry my turkey. And then I had some like Emeril Lagasse turkey rub stuff.
Ooh.
And set like even parts flour to the rub. And then before I, after it's washed and dried, Marconi puts out a dipping oil that is like the most fantastic. It has red pepper flakes, garlic salt, and all that good stuff. I oil the bird. Then I put, I pat that that rub and the flour on top of the bird. And that doesn't, that helps the bag not stick to the bird. And it makes the most crunchiest, delicate. I love the skin. I fight everybody for
Sounds
it.
Sounds very nice.
Sounds good.
And then before you put your turkey in the bag, you line the bottom of your roaster like he was talking about. And then you put your carrots, your celery, and I quarter some onions, sweet onions. And I put that all on the bottom so that the bird does not stick to the bottom
there
of the pan.
There you go. That and celery.
Yep, and then once the bird cooks like in 3 hours. Now, to the bottom of that, I add undiluted cream of celery and cream of mushroom.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And then as the bird is cooking and rendering, it mixes all up with that cream of whatever, and it makes the best darn gravy because you got all your onions and your celery, you got all them flavors
makes
all
sense.
From the rubs and
what,
everything's in there.
What time Thursday?
Love it.
Yeah. I want to try this gravy.
Well, believe it or not, I already had my bird last week because it was my birthday, but I have a doctor's appointment like the day after Thanksgiving, so I kind of pigged out before.
Sounds very, very nice.
Happy birthday.
So, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
All right, we are at the top
you.
Of the hour. Thank you yeah. so much, Donna
All
from
right.
Warner. Thank you.
Have fun, bud.
All yes. right, we're at the top of the hour. Chef Patrick, thank you so much.
Thank
that
you.
Was so
I appreciate
fun.
It. Thanks for having me.
So, so fun.
Thanks Absolutely. For the flavors.
I'm going to leave this so you guys can take it home.
Oh, boy. Ooh. Yummy. Coming up, Dining Adventure brought to you by the Village Trestle in Goffstown. Head on over. We'll be right back.